Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, you are listening to the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and Oscar. So, what's going on the island at the moment? We've got the big birthday bash. Black Gang Chine, Isle of Wight. Black Gang Chine will be celebrating its 175th birthday this summer and we'll be throwing an amazing party to celebrate. There's a live-action cowboy show, an enchanting fairy show, amazing fireworks, dragon tales, and even a circus workshop where you can have a go at plate spinning and even juggling. It's on every Monday and Wednesday from the 23rd of July to the 29th of August. Plenty of time in the summer holidays to go and visit.
Hi, I'm Maisie here. Now for the top 10 singles of the week. Number 10, One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. Number 9, Lead Light on Tom Walker. Number 8, Like It by Cardi B. Number 7, Better Alone by Post Malone. Number 6, If You Are Over Me by Using Ears. Number 5, Sad by Temptation. Number 4, Be There by Jess Glynn. Number 3, 2002, Anne Marie. Number 2, Solo by Clean Bandit. And number 1, Shotgun by George Ezra. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. Number 10, Everything Is Love by The Carters. Number 9, Speak Your Mind by Anne Marie. Number 8, Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra by The Beach Boys. Number 7, Beer Bombs and Bentleys by Post Malone. Number 6, Cruising with Jane McDonald by Jane McDonald. Number 5, Divide by Jerem. Number 4, Question Mark by XXXTentacion. Number 3, Staying at Tamara's by George Ezra. Number 2, Praying for the Wicked by Panic at Disco. And number 1, The Greatest Show and Various Artists.
Hi there, it's Kaylee here of all your TV and film reviews. I've been watching Street Cat Named Bob. The main characters are James and Bob the Cat. My favourite character is... Well, I don't really have one. The plot is about a homeless man who befriends a cat who makes him gain money. My favourite bit is when Bob chases James and jumps on the bus. I like it because it's a true story. It gives them an insight on how homeless people live in London. If I could change one thing about it, I would change James's high school life because he was bullied. Well, that's it from me and my TV and film reviews. Catch you next time.
Good afternoon, this is Connor with your latest island news. The island's annual Mardi Gras was in full swing last Saturday as the beautiful parade took over the town of Ryde. The seaside town saw around 1,000 people take the streets in celebration, wearing an array of fantastic colourful costumes. The festival parade started in Ryde School and made its way through the town to Eastern Gardens. The theme of the event this year was Global Biospheres, which celebrates relationships between people and the environment. Around 31 groups in total took part in the glittering events, including schools, carnival groups, samba bands, and many other organisations. Darren Hentley of Arts Council England attended the event and said, "I am delighted to be visiting the Isle of Wight for this special and much-loved annual event. The Mardi Gras is creatively in action, a dynamic living example for the benefits of creativity in education and in everyday life. It sounds like everyone who took part and attended this brilliant event had a fantastic time. Here to the next year's celebrations." That's it from me with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Jim, do you know where Penny is? I can't find her anywhere. That's because I asked her to pop out across to the newsagents to get some parcel tape. She'll be back in a minute.
Haven't we got any tape?
No. I've looked everywhere. There's definitely none in the shop.
Well, I do want to speak to her. When she gets back, can you ask her to come to my office?
Yeah, yes, of course. What's it all about? Because she's bound to ask me.
Just ask her to come to my office, OK?
Come on, Mike. You can tell me. What's she done wrong?
Nothing. I just need to speak to her.
Oh. And it's just Penny you want to see?
That's right. It's just Penny.
Well, do you want me to be there? Well, as well. I mean, I could if you want.
No, you can get on with some work. You'd better use your parcel tape, seeing it's so urgent.
OK. Well, as I say, she won't be long.
I hope not. To be honest, I don't know why you sent her in the first place. You could have gone yourself.
Well, she offered.
Oh, she would. Right, I've got to get on. I'll see you later. Mm.
Jim, here's your tape. I got 3 rolls just in case you need more. The receipt's in the bag and you've got £1.40 change. Here you are.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I was so long. Some blooming woman in front of me wanted one of those diaries that were reduced. But of course she wanted a red one. So the assistant went away to look for one and she took ages.
Never mind. Don't worry. I'm just grateful you got it. I must send those parcels off later, as they were meant to go off yesterday.
Oh, well, don't let Mike hear you say that. You know what he's like if a job isn't done on time? I'd keep quiet about that if I was you.
Oh, I'm not worried about Mike. Actually, I've just spoken to him. He asked me to tell you that he wants a word with you in his office.
Oh, what now? Oh, it's not because I went to get the tape, is it?
No, it's not that.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know.
You must know. What did he say? Oh, what have I done wrong now?
I don't know, Penny, but I would go and see him immediately because I said you'd be only a minute.
Oh, great. OK, I'll go and see him. Wish me luck.
Penny, you haven't done anything wrong, so don't worry.
Come in.
Hi, Mike. Jim said you wanted to see me.
Yes, that's right, Penny. Please, take a seat.
Thanks.
Right, well, I wanted to have a word with you in private, as it's a bit personal.
Mike, I'm sorry I went for the tape. I honestly thought it would only take a minute.
It's got nothing to do with you going to the shop.
Oh?
The thing is, I want to apologise to you. I want to say sorry for the way I've spoken to you recently. I do realise I've been quite rude to you at times, and I shouldn't have been. And I am sorry, Penny.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
Well, I know I've been very abrupt with you recently. I'm sure you've heard that things haven't been good at home, but that's no excuse for me to take things out on you. So will you accept my apology?
Yeah. Yes, of course I will.
Oh, good. Well, I hope now we can move on and get back to our normal working relationship. We've always got on well in the past, so I hope we can again.
Yes, I'm sure we can. Oh, I must admit, I feel happy that we've had this chat.
Good, and so do I.
OK, well, I'd better get on then.
Yeah, of course. Well, see you later, Penny.
Mike?
Yes, Penny?
I aim to keep this conversation private. I think it's best just kept between the two of us.
So do I, Penny. That's just what I think. Well, Jim, did you get everything done today? You seem to spend most of the afternoon speaking to Mrs. Giles. What on earth did she want?
Oh, she's arranging everything for the new play area in the store. She's in charge of organising it all.
Well, I know that, but why was she here so long?
She didn't like where we were going to put it. She did ask for you, but I said you were busy and couldn't be disturbed.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. No, I wouldn't want to be stuck with her for hours.
Well, that's what I thought. I knew you wouldn't want to talk to her.
No, I would not. You can never get away from her. Anyway, did she agree with you?
Yeah, well, she had to. I just said there was nowhere else due to health and safety reasons, and that shut her up.
Oh, good. When is she coming again?
Monday.
What time?
10:30.
Okay, I'll speak to her then and just double check she's happy with everything. I've got to go out at 11, so I won't be stuck with her for long. Okay, right. Oh, let's lock up and get out of this place.
So, did you get everything done today?
Yes, I did. In fact, on the whole, I'd say it was a very good day.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.